You're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. The school board in South Burlington has voted to keep a controversial nickname for its students, the Rebels. South Burlington's mascot was fashioned as a Confederate soldier back when the high school opened in 1961 because the city had seceded from Burlington years earlier. That mascot was removed two decades ago, but the nickname has stuck around. Now some residents say it's time for a change. I talked with reporter Haley Dover from the Burlington Free Press about yesterday's vote and started by asking her why this controversy was just surfacing now.
So this summer, back in July, a South Burlington resident wrote on Front Porch Forum that she was concerned about the Rebel nickname after the shooting in South Carolina and the decision to take the Confederate flag off of the South Carolina State House. That discussion got going on Front Porch Forum, which eventually ended up in the school board's hands.
Now, the board said the nickname has no relationship to the Confederacy or slavery or anything like that. What did board members say in making their decision last night?
The school board did say that they recognized that back in the 60s, 70s, less frequently during the 80s and 90s, that there was use of the Confederate imagery for school spirit. Last night, they brought that up again when each of them went around the table and shared their thoughts on whether or not the mascot should be changed. But they all said that they believe that any sort of negative connotation was removed 20 years ago when they got rid of the actual image. So the Rebel nickname is kind of what the students and faculty are making of it, which is they believe they can put in a positive light.
I watched the video of last night's meeting on the Burlington Free Press website, and there seemed to be a lot of passion in the room. Can you give people an idea what it was like to be there, the scene there last night?
I would say there were probably about 30 people in the crowd. The president of the NAACP was there from the Champlain chapter, which I think people were maybe surprised to see her. And there were a lot of, there was a group of residents there who had wanted to see the name changed, and they were definitely, it seemed to me at least, that they were feeling the tension for sure and were ready to stand up and say something as soon as they heard the announcement. There were also several students there. They didn't really voice their opinion, but that they have in previous meetings.
Tell me about some of the arguments people in the public were making last night.
There was one student who graduated in 2011 who agreed a lot with what the school board members had said. And then other people were saying that they, shame on the school board for keeping the name because of its racist history.
We've been hearing from a lot of adults in this story. As you've covered the story over the last several weeks, what have you heard from students at South Burlington High School about what they think about this?
I did hear from some students at a meeting on October 6th. There were a lot of students there, 30 to 35 students, I would say, all standing in the back, and about 10 of them spoke and shared their thoughts. And all of them had said that they wanted to keep the name again, and because they believe that it can be used in a positive light. They're saying, you know, a rebel is someone who stands up for what they believe in, and that's what they're being taught to do at South Burlington High School, and so they think that it should stay. And one kid actually said, why not make a Star Wars character our mascot because of the Rebel Alliance in Star Wars, which I thought was pretty funny.
So last night, the school board decided that the Rebel nickname for South Burlington High School stays. What's next? Is this it for this controversy?
I don't think it's it, and I don't think that this is it. And David Young also expressed that, you know, there's a lot of work ahead. The school board gave the administration the charge to kind of go back and come up with some next steps. One of those could be sort of a steering committee group that could be students, parents, faculty, community members that could come up with ways to sort of recharge the Rebel name, I believe is how they phrased it, and, you know, come up with ways to put it in a positive light. So at the next meeting, which will be in about 2 weeks, David Young, I believe, will be coming back with those next steps that will be presented to the school board, and then there'll be discussion at future meetings, I'm sure, of how they'll move forward with this.
We've been talking with Haley Dover. She's a reporter for the Burlington Free Press about the South Burlington School Board's decision to keep the Rebels nickname for its high school. You can watch a full video of the meeting last night on the Burlington Free Press website. Haley, thank you.
Thank you.